Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Kedoshim, Tavshin Pei Dalid. And we start off with a one-liner. We used to do this more often. I don't know why, but I remember to get the ball rolling, so to speak. And the pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, which is jam-packed with many, many mitzvahs, Hochech tochich es amisecha, the mitzvah of tochacha, which the Amoraim, the Tanaim already say, Mesechas Erechin, one of the Tanaim says, this is the hardest mitzvah, there's nobody in this generation that knows how to give tochacha. And the Gemara also says in that same daf in Erechin, nobody in this generation knows how to accept tochacha. And maybe those two are related, because, you know, it's hard to accept, as we will, Be'ez Hashem, see a little later. But the Likutei Yehoshua, here of Yeshua Sheinfeld, learned in Lublin, in source number one, he says, Shamati b'shem tzadik echad, I heard in the name of a tzaddik. This is not a Gemara. It sounds like it should be a Gemara. But it's not a Gemara. S Larabos. We know every S. Right? Nechemiah Hamsuni. A couple, four times in Shas. Right? He darshed every S in the Torah. Until he got to one that he couldn't darshed. And Torah Bekiva figured it out. But we don't have most of those rushes. We don't have what he learned from every S. Bereshit Rolokim. S Hashemayim. Larabos what? So sometimes the Achronim make up their own drushes. So he says, S Larabos, S Atzmo. Hochech tochich asamizecha, give tochacha to your friend. S includes yourself. Ki esin v'gimin ribuyim heim. Meaning what? Shem ba'adam lochich es chaveiro. If you're going to give rebuke and tochacha to your friend, yochiach kodem es atzmo. First make sure you give tochacha to yourself. Before your friend. Shema yesh bi'achid bi'adok gamkein. It's easy to see it on others. Right, to see it on ourselves, it's harder. K'shod aspecha t'chila, based on the pasuk in Tzfanya. Oh, number one. O yomar, maybe that's what S is. S larabos, yourself. Or sometimes S means im. Sometimes S means with. So, cheach tocheach, o yomar, S amisecha, im amisecha. Shelifamim S pirosho im, the same kavana. When you're giving tochacha to others, also be speaking to yourself. Sometimes we have somebody who says, I'm speaking to myself also. So hopefully they're telling the truth when they say that. But hopefully we are telling the truth. And that is, by the way, a way that the tochacha might be heard a little better. If the person realizes, if the one is who is receiving the tochacha realizes that the one giving the tochacha is also working on the same avoda, in their Avodas Hashem, then it will be easier to be heard. We have to see that, right? The Mishnah says in Nigaim, but the phrase is taken out of context. Ein adam niroe nige atzmo. A person halachically is not allowed to look at his own sara'ah spots. But also, al derech drush, a person doesn't see his own spots. A person doesn't see his own nigaim. And therefore, we have to try to figure out ourselves first before we give tochacha, or as we give tochacha. Okay, that gets us started. Now let's get back to the beginning of the parsha. So, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Leimor, Hashem says to Moshe, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, say to the entire congregation, V'yamarta aleihem, read a double lashon, Daber v'yamarta, kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem alokeichem. Be holy. Be holy. We know the Ramban, we spoke about this many years ago, probably in our first year, 16 years ago. Kedoshim Tiyu, the Ramban's major thesis regarding this pasuk. The Ramban often takes general psukim in the Torah, which other Rishonim just say are general messages, and he gives a specific message. Kedoshim Tiyu, Tamim Tiyu, Hashem Elokecha, V'yasisa Yashav Atov, all of those psukim, the Ramban is what to say regarding what the message is. So here the Ramban, of course, says what he says, but Rashi also has a pshat of what Kedoshim Tiyu is, but before that, El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. So what's the message of El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael? The first Rashi in the Parsha. Melameid Shenemra Parsha Zu B'Hakel. This Parsha was said in front of everyone. Hakel. Mipnei Sherov Gufei Torah Tluyin Ba, because there is so much that is dependent on everything that is about to be said. Rov Gufei Torah Tluyin Ba. This is really the second half of Sefer Vayikra. Right, up until now, we've basically been relating to Tumah V'Tahara and Kodshim. Right, even last week's Parsha, Parsha Achremo, spoke about Avodah of Yom Kippur, and Shchut Echutz, and Arayos was kind of the transition. We spoke about that in the past, and now we get to Life Halachas, as we will get to Bezer a little bit later. But Kedoshim Tiyu in Hakel, Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, says the Chasam Sofer. Sedech Lam Sofer, third line in source number two. V'yishlo bar mishma shakaz v'achovas halavavos. Begodel ma'alaz aprishas v'abedidus. Where the chovas halavavos, one of the great philosophical works of the Rishonim, tell us that when he speaks about the importance of being alone and having time for his bodidus and meditation, she'ein ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu lios parish. That's not the ultimate goal of what Hashem wants from us, to be alone and separate. Dahainu, she'yelech b'makom she'ein Hashem limit barios v'yarim, to go out to the deserts and to the forests, livchon u'lahaskil as ma'is Hashem, kinorehu. And that should be our ultimate place that we always want to run to. You need some quiet once in a while? That's fine. But that's not the goal. The goal isn't to have hispodesis by ourselves. The goal is to have kiloto barala sheves yitzara. Right? The world was not created for desolation. Ela ratzon Hashem yisbarach lios oives habrios. Ulechaber imahem is to connect to each other, to uplift each other. Lalamdam bina v'haskel b'toras Hashem. If somebody has the kalim and has the kochos to be able to be inspired and holy, so then he has to spread it and try to be mashpia and connect. Vim amnam shemimayit bazel lahashlam asmo. And even if he minimizes his own self-perfection by going out to the masses, that's okay, because that's what Hashem wants. Afilu hachi yuratzon Hashem lios oy v'abrios. Even though, but that's what Hashem wants. Shayidei zeh makarvan latorah b'chibur b'tveikazu. That's what it has to be. And again, I didn't give it to you again because we've had it, I think, twice already over the past 10 years. You remember the Chasam Sofer in his Akdama to Yeredeya of the Chuvis. He has four pages called Pituchei Choshen. And he expands on this idea, and he writes there, if you remember, that's why Hashem loved Avram Avinu. He says, you think that Avram Avinu, you know, couldn't have reached the highest of the highest of levels, even higher than Chanoch, who connected to the heavens and Hashem took him? You don't think Avram Avinu couldn't have done that? Of course he could have done that. But he knew that wasn't his tafkid. He knew his tafkid was to go out and to spread it. V'im kavanaso, line 10. V'im kavanaso rak l'tach l'zeh, on the top left. Oz yeh b'chibur im anashim v'libo davak b'ashem. V'yaf apikin parsh b'kol dani golem azeh. And that's what it says here. Kedoshim tiyu be kadosh, but where? El akal adas b'nei Yisrael. Right, with everyone. With the tzibur. Dehainu shetiyu b'prishus. V'nuchal litos, shenyin prishus haina bedidas aguf. You might think that kadoshim tiyu means be kadosh, like Rashi says, prushim, be separate. L'kach ne'mar, dabar el kaladas. Look around when you get this mitzvah. Look to your right, look to your left. Pirish zu, pasik zeh bahakal nemra. Sheyuparish aval me'urav im b'nei adam. V'atam she'b'nei sherov gufei Torah b'sheyikuyim ha'Torah b'guf, tuliyim bazeh. So much of Torah has to do with each other. Right, all the mitzvahs beyond Machaveru, obviously, and so many other mitzvahs that has an element of sharing. And therefore, we have to be on the wavelength of sharing our Torah, and that's what the Chasam Sofer tells us here and elsewhere. And he even writes explicitly, even if it comes at sacrificing some of my own religious, not religious, spiritual levels, I can't sacrifice cutting the lines in terms of sins, going over those lines, but in terms of certain spiritual heights, we'll get spiritual heights elsewhere and in other ways by bringing other people up. Okay, that is one chiddush, one might say, a chiddush of our religion. Right, the fact that it's not just about yourself being kadosh. It's not just about going into a monastery and not talking and not eating too much and not getting married. Right, Avodas Hashem is spiritual with a family and spiritual with a community. That's a chiddush that the Judaism brings. Kedoshim tiyu, al kaladas b'nei Yisrael. And here's the other chiddush. Next source, al kaladas b'nei Yisrael kedoshim tiyu. Again, another. We spoke about this a couple years ago, but here we see it from the Darkei Musar, Rav Naiman. Ulanias daiti nira. Lefaresh Masha Torah Madgisha Kan El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. A different message from that phrase, El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Not just in terms of sharing it, but in terms of Huva B'Zohar Hakadosh. Kalavimati Chavari Kadisha Lahai Parshaza Havu Chadoin. When the Chever Kadisha, when the holy group got to this parsha, they were happy. They celebrated. V'tzarech lahavin, what's so special and amazing about the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim? Ma samchu b'parshas zu, Yosef mikol ha'Torah kula, v'nemro zeh arbei pirushim, many pshatim, ule daiti, divrei hazor ha'kadosh yepshutim ma'od, he thinks it's pashut. What's the Zohar telling us? Ki anashim choshvim, shelo kol adam ro'i l'malas ha'kedusha v'zochel hazeh. And many people out there think that religious heights are not for me. There are holy Jews out there, but I'm not one of them. So-and-so is really holy. So-and-so is really kadosh. And I'm, you know, I'm a regular guy. I'm a regular man or woman. Kiyim chad bedara tre bedara. There's one or two in every generation. They have the kadoshim tiyu tzivui. Kimalas ha-kadusha matzricha lios prushim in olam v'ladur ben marios. Similar to what we just said. Right, when the other nations, Kisharazul Akila Madrigos Kavos, what do they do? Right, the other two religions started with one person. They say, they made up a story, and there's no proof to it, but they say, one person says, I spoke to God, I got a prophecy, whatever it is. We're the only religion that started in front of 2 million people. 2 million people! Because that reflects something. Because Kedusha is not for one or two people. Kedusha is for everyone. That's not our derech. Every single Jew can reach the levels of Kedusha. Every single Jew can be sanctified and inspired and live a noble life. Tell every single Jew, tell every Jew without exception, Kedoshim to you. You can be holy. Don't think of yourself as not being in the same league as all Jews are in that Kedusha league. Call you di pashut. Yachol lagia l'kedusha ade kiyam ha-mitzvahs. Every Jew, every simple Jew could reach that level. L'chein omrim. What does every Jew say? Every single Jew says before they do a mitzvah. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. Hashem sanctified me. I'm not the Gadol Hador. The Gadol Hador can say Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. Me? I'm eating my matzah. I'm counting my svira. Before I count my svira, every single one of us says, Hashem sanctifies me. Through the mitzvahs, that's kedoshim to you. Every single one of us. Kol mitzvah o mitzvah, mevi al sadam l'kedusha. Matzidu od yoser. Vizkadishtem elamayim rishonim. Visev kedoshim elamayim achronim. Ki lo rak mitzvah minator mevi kedusha. Even mitzvahs derabanan. Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim. And you see that from Varomi Kala Parsha. And you see that from everything that follows. The entire Parsha. It's not just mitzvahs for Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. What follows? What's the first on the list? Being in awe of your parents. That's just for Prushim. That's just for, you know, certain, you know, groups. Ish Imov Aviv Tiro. That's for every single person in life. Mevi L'Kedusha Kimo Shabsos HaTishmaru. Shabbos brings kedusha and being in awe. Mora avaim. Im osa ezer rak mipnei. Ki ani Hashem alokeichem. Uvekutzchem et kesir artzachem. Don't cut your whole field. Leave matnes aniim. La ani vela ger tazov otam. Maybe kedusha. It leads to kedusha. Just leaving over the corner of my field. Ani Hashem alokeichem. Lo tiknov, lo tishakru. Not stealing, not lying. That leads to kedusha. Over and over again, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem, in the parsha. Lo sashok, not withholding workers' pay. Velo sigzol, all of these lead to kedusha. Zechuzos, next paragraph. Yeshna rak la'am Yisrael. This is only us. We believe that kedusha and sanctity can be reached by every single person. Every simple thing, we could sanctify every one of our actions and activities. We sanctify tying our shoes. We sanctify, you know, going to the store. We sanctify everything. We sanctify going to sleep. Everything is sanctified. If you want to get to Kedusha in other religions, you got to do extreme things. Extreme. You got to suffer. You got to withhold. No, we are involved in the world. And that's Kedusha. And that's why, he says in the bottom paragraph, when the holy group came to this pasuk, they were happy. Because they saw that Kedusha is for every Jew. Lo rak yichidei skula, everyone can come to the levels of kedusha. That is something that led to their happiness. So the Chasam Sofer says, but lifnei kala eda, to teach us that I shouldn't only worry about myself and go into a forest, but I should worry about bringing everybody else up. And this pshat is that, and everybody else needs to be brought up. And everybody else has the potential to be brought up. So this exact thought of source number three we had a couple years ago from Rabbi Sachs. So I just gave you the one page, the end of the article from, I didn't write it, Essays on Ethics. I forgot to write the continuation, I guess, the numbers. Okay, you can write, but Rabbi Sachs is the next page, Essays on Ethics, where he talks about the same idea, that this is something that Judaism brought to the world, right? Monotheism removes the entire mythological basis of hierarchy. And it says, nor is an equality of power. Judaism is not anarchy. We are all equal citizens in the nation whose sovereign is God. And he says on the right side, Rabbi Sachs says, and this is even, right, Chazal added to this idea after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What happened after the biblical era and the Churban? Faced with the loss of the entire infrastructure of the holy, Judaism translated the entire system of Avoda. There's no more Avoda, there's no more Beis HaMikdash. Oh yeah, there is. There's something called a shul. There's something called tefillah. And they created that. In prayer, every Jew became a priest offering a sacrifice. In repentance, each became a high priest, atoning for his or her sins. And those of his or her people, v'chulu, every shul, everywhere, became a piece of the Beis HaMikdash. So holiness, he says in the last paragraph, belongs to us all, when we turn our lives into the service of God and society into a home for the divine presence. That's Rabbi Sachs. Again, the same idea as we had in source number three from the Dakei Mussar. This was source number four, again, from Rabbi Sachs. The next page, again, I apologize. I guess I forgot, just one page I missed. I guess four or five. I must have skipped the page for some reason. But the next page in front of you, you have from Simon Labanim. Simon Labanim is Rav Kashtiel, who's a Rav in Eli. And he notes a fascinating medrash that has to do with Peya, right, which comes up later in our parsha. Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tes. Yutes Tes, the Pasuk says, Ubekutzrachem es kitzir artzachem, lo sechale pa'asot chaliktzar. When you harvest your harvest of your field, do not totally destroy the corner of your field, liktzar. Don't destroy it, right? You have to leave it. There's a mitzvah zaseh, there's a mitzvah lo zaseh, that's the mitzvah of peah. Those who are learning Yerushalmi with us, we did mesechas peah as the second mesechta. So here in the Siman Labanim, he quotes, Chazon Sulam Yaakov, Hiva me'azumi tamid makar l'drashos b'yerushim rabim. Back to the Sulam Yaakov in Parshas Vayetze, there's many different descriptions in the Midrashim of what Yaakov saw. Mitur Kates and Marag Sparkle, Yaakov Saria Umos, and some of them talk about that Yaakov sees all of the angels of the other nations going up and down, symbolizing that throughout history there'll be nations and empires that go up and down. Bitmus Malachim, Olim Ladula Bisulam Hanaga, going up, Umekimim Imperios Umatsamos, huge, strong empires, and sometimes they go for five centuries, the Holy Roman Empire. But eventually, Shekashem Shemalchi Yeshonos Alul Anhaga Kakam Yardu Migdulasan. They go up and they go down. There's never been an empire that's been there forever. There's been a nation that's been here forever. But there hasn't been an empire. But one of the Midrashim says the following. Ba'osa Shah, where it's bolded, Nisyari of Avinu Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu sees all these nations going up and down. Va'amar, kishem she'esh le'elu yirida, kach ani yesh le'yirida. I see every empire, every nation going up and down and up and down. So is my nation also going to go up and down? Amar la'kadosh baruch hu li'Yisrael, im ata ole ein lecha yirida. You're going up at a certain stage. You will go up and you won't come down. Ki aseh kala b'chal agayim, va'oscha lo aseh kala. With you, I won't destroy totally. Other nations will be wiped out, but the Jewish nation will last forever. As Umos HaOlam, and the Medrash continues, how do you know that their empire will be destroyed? Because they destroy the edge of their fields. As Pa'asad Cholik Tzor, Lo Sechaleh, they're Mechaleh, so they'll be michule. Avalas Yisrael she'ena machalim sadoseyem. But the Jews who do not cut and harvest the edge of their field, kakasuv lo sechale pasod chaliksar lo esekula. What in the world does the mitzvah of peah have to do with this? And what does this symbolize? Mitzvah's peah. Amofiya b'parshas Hashavua, parshas Kedoshim. Mahavela fi amedrus and nekudas mivchan mahutit. This somehow symbolizes the difference. Lahavdol ben Yisrael l'shara amim b'sheilat hanitzchiyut v'sugiyat hatikva, regarding the issue of eternity and hope. Right. So what's the message? Right. B'kuzchem lo k'sir artzachem lo sechale pa'asotcha. We have to leave the edge of our field. To leave the edge of our field. So says the Simon Labanim, says Rav Kashtiel in the next paragraph. L'she'ifos gashmios, yech keis v'tachlis. To all physical dreams, there's an edge. It's finite. If I dream of winning the lottery, if I dream of getting a big house, if I dream of anything physical, there's an end to it. It's finite. The fact that it's physical, everything physical is finite, right? There's an end to it. Hadachaf ha'imperialisti shel amalchias hashonos, the drive to build a nation and a country by all the other countries, it was all based on physical goals, land, money, power, control. It was all physical. And there could come a time when, you know, Ahasuerus is the king of 127 countries, the whole world, I'm the king. Okay, done. You've reached the goal. There's an end. You've conquered. And if you reach the end, you've reached the top. So if you get to the top, there's only one way to go. There's only one way to go if you've reached the top. And that's down. Imperios Ashonos, Shafu Lakakala Rakava, they yearned for a great economy. Lushlita al Kamusakarka, land, Va'anashim, to power over people. Lashpa Medinis, Ubisova Shaldavar, fine, you might say they got it. But once they get it, it's done. And then it's gonna go down. Ha'aliyah shel Yaakov, but that's other nations' dreams. Yaakov Avinu and Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, what's our dream? It's infinite. Like, what's the dream? To be connected to Hashem? To build a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh? Is there ever an end? Have we ever reached the maximum potential that we could fulfill in that regard? It's never. So you keep going up. And there's never a time where you reach the plateau where you can't go up anymore. Because you'll never get there. Dveikus b'Hashem, b'she'ifa levatei b'chayim kulam, it's ratzon Hashem. La'aliya l'umas kazu b'uma b'emes ein gvul v'katze. There's no end. We never finish. We never harvest our dreams completely. The other nations have a dream. Their dream is to conquer power, money, land. And then once you get it, it's as if you harvested your whole crop. Because you've gotten to everything and then you're done. But we don't harvest the edge. Well, because we're never going to get to the edge. We're never going to get there. Yisrael einam, he quotes the Maral. Yisrael einam bali hashlema, or hashlama mitzad atzman. Kamo sheheima ha'umos. Ulefichach tziv Hashem yisbarach li Yisrael mitzvah zos. That's the message of this mitzvah. Unbelievable. Don't harvest. That shows you're never gonna harvest everything. You're never gonna finish. So of course, Pasha Pshat is giving it to the Aniyim. But there's something much deeper about the message of Peah. Es sofa shel chalkas asadeh la'olam lo niksar. We will never harvest. Tamid nireh es hatachlis ba'olam ha'arachim. We will always see the goal in our value system that will never get there fully. Sheino mukbal b'matar gashmis. Hatzibi lasher peah la'aniyim melameid shesham b'peah. Hanitel tzedaka, that corner, what we haven't gotten to yet, that's what defines us. Because it's a goal that we'll never get to. It's a goal that we'll never get to. And that's why we'll never be on top, that the only way to go will be to go down. Okay. Moving right along. So we have some of the more famous psukim in the parsha. Perek Yutes, Pasik, Yud Zayin. Lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Ocheach tochiach es abisecha. Like we said before, give rebuke. Velo sisa alav chet. And don't carry sin. Lo sikam lo sitras b'nei amecha v'af l'recha kamocha ani Hashem. No revenge. Love your neighbor ani Hashem. So the Pasha Pshat is that this is all talking about the same subject. Meaning, I'm about to give my friend Musar. So the Torah is telling me, well, make sure you don't do it out of hatred. Don't hate your brother, give him Musar. That's never going to work and that's not appropriate. Don't hate. Don't carry sin. Meaning, don't do it in a way that you're insulting him and you're going to sin. Don't do it in a vengeful way. That's the Pasha Pshat. It's all talking about the same person. If you look in the Yam Simcha, I got a message this week. The Yam Simcha is a Rabbi Fried from Lakewood. He was Nifter this week. So I wanted to use one of his Divrei Torah as an Aliyas to Shama in source number 4. Says the Yam Simcha. He says, maybe there's another idea. Based on a Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah, Knei Lecha Chaver, tells us that a good Chaver will want to help, if he's a real Chaver to me, he'll want me to improve my life. He'll want me to get better in Avodas Hashem. One reason that you need a good friend is in the world of spirituality. Klomar, dim echad oseh davar shalo kadas, ein ritzono shachavir yaseh gamke v'chol hefech. I don't want my friend to be punished. I don't want my friend, if I make a mistake, I don't want him to make the same mistakes as me. So really, tochach, as we know, should come from being a good friend. The Ayin Bekava Yashari quotes, "Ein lecha ava yoser kishero adam davar muguna be'echav Yisrael shose is a chid for avo chizorach lo chicha alze." Really, the ultimate ahava is when I want to save your olam haba. Imagine if I see somebody's money is about to be lost and I save them. I save somebody $5 million. Are they going to thank me? They're going to thank me for the rest of their life. I want to save their olam haba. That's much more than, infinitely more than $5 million. How much I love them, if I want to. So that's what tochacha is really about. Again, it has to be so lishma. And it's challenging to do it so lishma. But that's what it's all about. Tochacha really flows from ahava. It should. Because we're all connected. And just like I would want my brother to have great olam haba, I would want everybody, because everybody should be my brother. Everybody is my brother. The problem is, often, the acceptor or the receiver of the tochacha doesn't feel that way about the mochiach. Who does he think he is? Why doesn't he learn the Likutei Yoshua on the first part of the evening? No, es lo rabos, atzmacha. Worry about yourself. It's often that's our reaction because we're human and we hate criticism. But, very often, a few minutes after we got the criticism and we lash back out, we think, oh, you know what, they were right. And it could really improve. But maybe that's what how you read the pasuk. You have to split. Hocheach tochiach es abisecha. He continues. Im hu mochiach lecha, lachzor letov. If he's giving you true tochacha, try to realize that he's doing that because he's your good friend. V'lo tisa lavchei. Talking to the person who received the tochacha, don't think that he's wrong. Don't think that he's doing something wrong by telling you what you're doing wrong. Don't be vengeful now to him because he said something like that to you. Don't. Love him like you love everybody else. Realize if somebody gives you tochacha, again, obviously, if somebody's just doing it in a negative way, but if somebody's giving true tochacha, we have to realize it's coming from a place of ahava, a place of love, and hopefully then I have to love him back and recognize that he's just doing what hopefully is appropriate in that regard. Right? This relates to the smock. We've mentioned in the past, the smock, one of the Bali HaTosfos, has his own Sefer HaMitzvos. As we know, many of the Rishonim wrote their own Sefer HaMitzvos. Right? One would think, we'll just follow the halacha. Right? What do we have to know? What's a mitzvah? What's not a mitzvah? The Rishonim obviously think that to understand Hashem's Torah, to know what exactly is a mitzvah or not, is important. So they each have their 613. the Rambam and the Ramban and the Chinuch is mostly like the Rambam, and the Urim and the Smak and the Smag and the Bahag maybe was the first one, but the Smak, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, Rabbi Yisrael Mikurvil, counts l'kabo tochachos as a mitzvah saseh, to accept tochacha. Right? Lamul arlas halev. That's what he calls it. To circumcise the foreskin of my heart, to let it in, to open up. It's very hard. Again, it's hard in both directions, but it's hard to accept it. It's hard to accept being told that we need improvement. So it's easier from ourselves, but it's just like it's hard when we don't realize it. But l'kabos ha-tochachos, we have to try to do our best to bimal the arlas halev that we are, that we all naturally feel. Okay. V'yahav l'recho kamocha. So this pasuk that the Ramban already writes is a derech guzma. The Ramban says it's an exaggeration. That's his lashon. But we have to do our best. V'yahav l'recho kamocha. Says the Zera Shimshon. Remember, whenever we learn the Zera Shimshon, he didn't have children, so we are his children, and they didn't have any lasting children, I should say. But a lot of skulas with the Sefer Zera Shimshon. So the pasuk talking about Ava and Avas Yisrael, so he talks about the pasuk we actually said today, and we're going to say tomorrow in Hallel. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es kol itachanu noi. I think it's in Hallel. Is it in Hallel? What Hallel, right. I think it's in Hallel. Ahadis in Tehillim. Kuf Tezayin. Right. So we didn't say it today. We said it in the paragraph that we skipped in Hallel because it's Rosh Chodesh. Ahavti Kishma Hashem is Koli Tachlunai. Ahavti. What does that mean? I love. I loved. Kishma Hashem is Koli Tachlunai. I loved. I love too. I love Hashem because he heard my voice in supplication. We've said this 100 times, right? What's pshat? I love you, Hashem, because you listened to my tefillah. Ahavti, kasha, tohaya lo lomar, ta'avti, t'manya avalakan. I desired that you listen to my tefillah. I loved you because Hashem will listen. It's yishma, future. So what exactly is? What's the pshat of the pasuk? Marinya avalakan. What's the ava? Vizos Yakusha Shihirgish Rava, Vitirates, maybe Rava was bothered. That's why he gives a drush. Va'odayev Shalomar. So he has, here the Zera Shimshon, has three other pshatim. To what this pasig is, and it's related to Vahaftar Recha Kamocha, as we'll see. Va'odayev Shalomar, number one. Sharatza Lermoz, Masha Matsinu, Bekisfe Haraf. What the Arizal said, that it's actually printed in some Sidurim, right before Matofu. Sheyesh lo la'adam kodem tfilaso. Lakaba love mitzvahs v'yahavta recha kamocha. Before we daven, right, in some siddurim it even says, hareini makabel alav, right, outside of Camp Hask, in the mountains, there's a big sign. Hareini makabel alav, mitzvah zeh shel v'yahavta recha kamocha. But, I think so. So, sheyesh lo la'adam kodem tfilaso. So, before a person's tfilah, we have to be makabelit. Shem lo kein ein tfilaso mekubelas. Because if not, our tefillah won't be mekubal. We daven as a tzibur. So I need to daven, I need to accept the mitzvah, to look around the shul and say, I love each and every one of these people. Lefachos. I have to love every Jew. Even the guy that got shlishli instead of me. Right? Even the guy that happens to be sitting in my seat, he's the guest, he doesn't know better. Everyone. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. I have to accept that. V'lachein amar akasiv. Ahavti b'libi kol b'nei adam. Ahafti, I love everybody because I want Hashem to listen to my tefillah. Ahafti, ki yishma Hashem es kol itachnunai, so that He will listen. Kshani rotzeh ki yishma es kol itachnunai. And he says, if that's true, then he says, maybe you understand the Gemara. A Gemara, this is a charifus of a drush, if you could have that. Val derech ze yuvan mashar muzal. It says in the third parak in Sanhedrin that, you know, it talks all about testimony, edus. You're not allowed to have an ohev or a sone testify. Because then they might lie in either direction. Somebody really loves me or somebody really hates me. What's the definition? How do you know if somebody's an ohev or a sone? Sone, koshelo dibiri mo shloshi yamin be'eva. A sone is someone who didn't talk to you for 3 days. Be'eva. be'eva, because he's upset. Not stam, he didn't see you. For 3 days, he didn't talk to you. Amar lei, lo nechshedu Yisrael akach. And one of the other opinions says, no, come on. B'nei Yisrael aren't chashed about that. Dekasha, ma'ishto chet zeh mikol sharach hatoh, my time alone nechshedu. What does that mean? B'nei Yisrael aren't chashed. We do plenty of averis. Dafka, this sin of, I'm not talking to somebody for 3 days. Ella, says the Zera Shimshon. But wait a minute, everybody does the Arizal. Right, ho, el shekol adam Yisrael. Sarach lakaw ala mitzvah v'yavta recha kamocha, kodim tfila. We're all makaba after recha kamocha. And we are down lakav schus that every Jew really accepts this love of fellow Jews before they daven. So what kind of sone are you going to have? You can't have any sone. Every tefillah, we accept to love all fellow Jews. It should be every couple of hours. It shouldn't be 3 days. Where do you get 3 days from? So the Gemara says, well, the Rambam quotes it, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. Shulchan Aruch says, Alamai. So the Rambam says, after you travel, again, I guess in the days of old, when you traveled on a donkey for like 3 days, you get to the way you're going, you like still feel you're on a donkey for a while, get the nausea, it takes a couple of days. The Rambam says, you don't daven for 3 days until you get back to yourself, and then you can daven. So there's a Hechi Timsi, says the Zera Shimshon, that I won't daven for 3 days, which means I won't have after Recha Kamocha, except it's for 3 days. That's what the Gemara means. If it's more than 3 days, then you know that's a Sone. Then you know that's a Sone. V'hai denaka tshlosha yamim, v'yala ka'amar, kilo nashu Yisrael akach, what is that? Lofi darkenu, afilu yom echad. Right, even one day, eino chashid. Hol shebechol yom kodem tefilaso, every day. Ba, line 27. Yesh lomar, shelefamim, yesh mishol espalo shlosha yamim. There are some people that didn't daven for 3 days. Kegon erevin, haba min aderech, ayis palo fishin daitum yushev esalaf. So, shot number one, ahavti, I love my fellow Jew, like the Arizal says. Ki yishma Hashem es kol itachnunai, number one. Number two, the od yesh lomar, line 31. Yishlomar da'amru, hamispala chaveiro, v'utzarech lo'oso davar, hunen etchila. If somebody davens for their friend, when they themselves need whatever they're davening for, then they're gonna be answered even before. If I'm davening for my friend needs a shidduch, my friend's son needs a shidduch, and my son needs a shidduch, if I daven for them, Hashem recognizes that, and he'll listen to me about my needs also. V'yal zeh amar, ahavti es chaveri kamoni, v'his palalti alav, b'mashit sarich afli. Ahavti, I love my friend, and therefore I daven for my friend, kish ma'ashem es koli tachunai. And if I daven for him, because I love him, then I will also be answered by Hashem. Ubaze yishma Hashem es koli. Hashem, this way will also answer my call. Taina masha ani mitzta'er alav. Av vishlos palalti al atzmi. He'll listen to me because I daven for him. Vod yishma tachnunoi v'chul. Number two. Number three, third and final. Zera Shimshon. The od yesh lomar. Kshani ohev kol Yisrael kamoni. If I love each and every Jew and I connect myself to the tzibur, then I have the schus hatzibur on my side. And then I have that schus for Hashem listening to my tefillos. Im kein ani mispala kol tefillos ay b'lashon rabim. V'yoz bevadai sheyish b'Hashem es koli, the schus of the rabim adif. Right, the schus of the rabim is adif, and I will get listened, and Hashem will listen to me that way. And that's why he even says, even if one is in private, quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama, that says, Rachman al-Itzlan, if there is a danger outside, run home. Run home in private. Right? Dever bachutz, run home. But even when you're home, you know, daven for everyone else. Of course, it says the Gemara, he continues on the next page in source number 6. Avo bishata mukhrach lefrosh bin atzibur. Even if physically you have to be away from the tzibur, dever bi'ir kanes raglecha, there's a plague. Yesh lecha lios yoshivu mispalal aleihem. Well, it's supposed to be Yeshua Sam called Rega Berega. Right? We have the Mitzapah Yeshua for everyone's Yeshua, and through that we will be saved. So, Ahavti, if I'm a Kabbalah like the Arizal, Ve'atarecha Kamocha, and then through that my tefillah will be accepted. Ahavti, I love my friend and I daven for them first, and then I'll be listened to. Or number three, Ahavti, I love and I will get the schus of the tzibur, and in that way, have the schus to be connected to the tzibur, not the schus of the tzibur. The last thought I wanted to mention, you know, we have Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmud coming up this week. I wanted to mention something from Rav Zalman Melamed in one of his Sfarim Lazman Hazeh. I think I might have mentioned part of this a number of years ago. Again, it's he wrote this in 1995. Wrote this in 1995, 29 years ago. Hadavar Hanora Biyoser Shekara Lanu Kitotsa Me'agolas Ha'arucha. The greatest and one of the biggest tragedies, he writes, that's happened to us over the past 2,000 years, who ovdan achushim ativiyim, when we lose our natural senses and we can't see things clearly, har normaliyim habriyim v'tzorach la'oreros ha'mechadash, we have to awaken them. Ze ta'alich aruchu mumushak gadol va'adir. We're in a long process. But sometimes over this process, Rav Shechter has to quote the Maharal Diskin in Parshas Mishpatim about this, that, you know, sometimes we forget that we're lacking. We don't see things clearly and what we're supposed to be looking for and what the Tzipis of Yeshua is supposed to be. Umikivin shu kolkach gadol, kolkach atzum, v'chein kolkach gadol ayom hazeh. It says if you think about what's happened over the past, I'll generalize a little more, what's happened over the past 175 years in the Jewish history, we've had some rachmanos on terrible moments, but look where we are today. From the middle of the 1850s, from the Vilna Gaon's Talmidim that first started coming, what's happened? Was there a thought in the times of the Vilna Gaon that most of the Jewish people will be living in Eretz Yisrael? Was that even a dream of his? The concept of kibbutz galios, the concept of more Jews learning Torah today than ever before in the history of the world, and that's because we have a state of Israel, right? Do we recognize that stage of the Gula process? Not that nobody's saying that we're at the perfect stage. We're still in the process, as we know, Rahman al-Islam, we're fighting for it. But to recognize and to thank. And this is just opening up our eyes, he says. Line 6. Me'oz hayom ha'gadol hazeh b'shat tafshin chesed hayom. From 1948 until today, 1995. Hakol u'pol yotzei me'oz hayom ha'miyuchad hazeh. It all flows from that. Shezachinu lo. Be'ez Hashem oso hayom sh'Hashem shichru otonu me'ol ha'goyim. Rachman al-Islan, he says, we said in the Seder, Ida lo hozei ha'kadosh baruch hu ha'zav ha'sidim Mitzrayim. If our forefathers wouldn't have taken us, Hashem would have taken us, our forefathers out of Mitzrayim, we would still be Meshubit to Mitzrayim. Kenanach l'tzrichim lahagid b'yom hazeh. He says, Ilu lo kama ha-medina eza parts of haya hayom la'am Yisrael. If we didn't have 1948, what would the Jewish people look like today? Rachman al-Islam, what was the state of affairs in 1945? Right. Rachman al-Islam, people talk about if there would have been a state before 1935, would history have been different? Would there have been a country that would open its doors, unlike every other country in the world? But he says, what would the world look like? Eze tzur haisa la'am ha'yudi, eze hispolus haisa. What kind of assimilation? Rachman al-Islam, the percentages of assimilation throughout the world. And without a Jewish state, without a Jewish country to connect, kefal kiflayim, ef Charlotte ta'er bechlal. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, 1948 was because we wouldn't have been able to survive after 1945. When a third of the nation was wiped out, the greatest scholars, just like he gives the mashal, he says, just like we had to go back for Bayis Sheni, because we wouldn't have been able to survive with a bias Rishon if we didn't get a pump, a strengthening. So he says, in a similar kind of way, Hashem had to give us something. Line 16. L'kol Yehudi ba'olam yesh hayom makom she'elav u'yachol levorach be'is sara. There's a place for every Jew to stand proudly. And Rachman al-Islam, what we've seen over the past 7 months, is that in many places where we thought a Jew could stand safely and proudly, is not the case anymore. There is one Jewish country in the world. There's about 150 Christian countries, there's about 70 Muslim countries, there's one. And that's Hashem's land. That's the only one. Yesh lo eiz atchusha shel bitachon. Harbe Yehudim lo hayu yicholim lishar Yehudim lo koma medina. As Rav Soloveitchik writes, he quotes from Kol Dedi Dofik, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knocking. We have to recognize the centrality. And I'm not talking from a political perspective. Even all the Gdolei Olam who were against certain mechanisms, obviously, and there were many people that founded the state that were not Shomri Torah or Mitzvot, and some were even anti. But look at the reality. The reality that has brought us, and the Ema Banas Mecha talks a lot about why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring a gift like Eretz Yisrael, which Reb Shmuel Yochai, the first statement he says in Shas, is that Eretz Yisrael is a gift. There are only three matanas, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba. Three matanas, Shabbos is called a matana in a different Gemara, but those are the three matanas. It's a matana. Why this matana was given back to us in various ways? Okay, there's different pshatim in that. But he writes on the back of the page now, Yesh anashim she'enan osam daitam ala yom hazeh. He writes, how is it that somebody could look at Jewish history over the past 150 years and think that nothing is going on? Somebody could look at the past 7 months and think that nothing is going on in Jewish history? Rachmana litzlan, Something major is going on. This is the first time in 2,000 years that we could defend ourselves after a pogrom. And we don't just crawl away. We stand up and we say, we are Am Yisrael and we are Hashem's land. And we could say Shema Yisrael before I go into battle. That hasn't been done since the days of David HaMelech. We have that tzchus. And we have to recognize. And it doesn't mean, I'm not saying everybody should celebrate in the same way that everyone else should celebrate, or what they say, I won't even get into that. But every Jew in the world has to recognize that there's something special that has happened over the past 200 years. That the fact that there are borderline, or maybe for sure, the majority of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. We're still in Galus, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. There's still so much that we have to work on. But the fact that there is a place, the fact that we're able to go to the Makom HaKadoshim. The fact there are so many, you know, wonderful, amazing realities that we just take for granted. Rabbi Mordechai Willig writes that in 1967, before the Six Day War, he thought, and they all thought, that you know the Kotel was a pipe dream, and they thought, when are they going to see the Kotel again? When Mashiach comes. That's what they felt. Right, for 19 years, they weren't able to go to Yerushalayim, to those parts. They okay, when Mashiach comes. And look what happened. And we have to recognize, if we would have asked 1945, what's the state of the Jewish people going to be? So there's a lot that we have to be thankful for, even in the pain, even in the uncertainty. But there's one thing that we are certain of, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves His people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves His land, and He loves His people in His land. And B'ez Hashem, we daven for not just stages of the Geula, we daven for the ultimate Geula, when all Jews are safely in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, b'mheira v'yameinu, amen.